Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables. Tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was going to break in two? I didn't think so.
Hi there. I love that song. It describes pretty much Washington in general, especially what's going on right now with a kangaroo court. You know why they call it a kangaroo court? It lacks any ethics or any real authenticity of an actual court. They call it a kangaroo court because the kangaroos would bounce around and leap over, leap very hard with a stare, kind of like the googly-eyed Adam Schiff stare. I don't know how he got that, but he looks like he's in a trance half the time, in a really bizarre one, mind control trance. But anyway, you've got this kind of bizarre kangaroo court going on where kangaroos, the kangaroos jump around a lot but don't actually get anywhere because it's a showy court that makes no sense and totally lacks any merit whatsoever. That is a kangaroo court. So we're involved in this kangaroo court. Kudos to Susan on the Ukrainian, Uranium One trial that no one's talking about because of the distraction, of course, by the media of the Schiff off-Broadway theater production of, to bring in communism. So
it's more like it's barnyard theater, they have the yes, summer kids put on a show with the back of the barnyard.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's a great way to describe it. There was a couple more points on that, especially the En-ROADS with Africa. Right. And Cheryl Mills.
Well, not particularly a direct connection, but there's just some ideas that who is getting this fuel that is being shipped, that's kind of crude fuel.
The uranium
to go into uranium. Yes. Facilities.
These deals have been going on since Clinton was in office.
Yes.
Hillary absorbed some of these deals as Secretary of State and so forth, putting money into the Clinton Foundation illegally.
Right.
From her sale of uranium. Yeah.
Yeah. And so a lot of this really not bad fuel, but it's not high grade, is going to Africa through Uganda. And so somebody pointed out that Cheryl Mills, who had been an associate chief of staff to Secretary Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, she's a gem. Mm-hmm.
Yes. She is part of the Black Ivy Group. And they've got a whole bunch of things going on.
Dead ivy that grows?
Black ivy. Well, I think it's a group of, yes.
It's disgusting women who think they're above the law. Go ahead.
Well, and so for the same things that got Manafort in trouble and Podesta had to close down their businesses due to acting as foreign agents.
Fraudulent activities. The same thing they're going after Trump for, but there's no evidence.
Cheryl Mills is at large and working in Black Ivy. And there's an energy component, too. So Black Ivy's involved in what are called indigo homes, middle-income housing in Africa, in Accra, in Ghana. But also things like West Park, the first modern industrial commercial zone in the asset-rich oil and gas region of Ghana. Mm-hmm. And so you've got oil, you've got...
A lot of activity in Africa.
Just lots of stuff going
China's parked themselves in Africa. We've parked ourselves in Africa. And so...
But, you know, a lot of times, Africa is, to America, the average consumer, just this dark continent in terms of media exposure. We don't hear much. Mm-hmm. We'll hear about some kidnappings.
Right.
We'll hear about an uprising. But,
and of course, a lot of NGOs over there with a lot of our cash, our tax dollars, and working against even the benefits of their country.
Yes.
You know, they actually prevent capitalism by... Anyway, it's a whole other
show. But there was also, you know, there was a headline, Corruption, Cheryl Mills' Black Ivy Group Raises Questions of Slave Labor and Human Trafficking.
That would not surprise me.
And so it's just that that people who get special access and then mm-hmm. act in these high-level roles with a lot of power, trafficking through them, taking their cut of the...
Right.
You know, it just goes to corruption. So why aren't we paying attention to this trial about corruption?
Well, because the actual corruption, the media will never point you in that direction, nor the government at this point. It will, or the House, right? It'll be towards Schiff. And I do think the Senate will. There have been some senators that have been outspoken about trying to write this, as far as making sure that they look at this fairly and call for actual witnesses. I don't trust Lindsey Graham. I know Lindsey Graham has been out there saying that. I trust more Rand Paul, who's been saying that, and I've got a clip from him saying that, but I don't see a lot of others. But this is just such a mock. It's just such a mock circumstance.
Well, and it's gaslighting. It's gaslighting to create hysteria.
Let's take a caller real quick. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I think that you'll probably hear about this on Tucker Carlson pretty soon. He's the type of guy who jumps on things like this very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And so, I mean, that's about as close to the national media you're ever going to get, I think.
Yeah, probably right.
Is somebody who does true investigative reporting and, you know, likes to hear the facts of a matter and hear people talk about it.
Yeah, true, true. Thank you for that. Yeah, you're probably right. It's funny. A lot of the same topics will end up on Tucker.
Yeah.
A couple of days. Yeah,
it's exactly. Kind of late. Well, anyway, it's been going on for a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. but he did pull up the Humpty Dumpty Institute.
Yeah.
That Epstein's brother is involved in at the highest level.
And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yes.
But there's been some college students actually saying that, trying to get that into interviews on CNN and MSNBC, and totally awkward for the mainstream bought and sold media.
Yes,
but anyway,
monkey wrenching the process.
Yeah.
So Laura Ingraham had some very interesting points. She had 7 points, and she mm-hmm. said, no one's really talking about the fact that Trump said, hey, what happened to the server at the DNC that was swiped up by CrowdStrike, instead of the FBI looking at the fact that the Democrats alleged
CrowdStrike.
That Russians hacked into the server. You know, but only CrowdStrike is saying that. The FBI never examined the server.
CrowdStrike did their own investigation. Yes. They're actually founded in California, Southern California, Irvine to be exact. And they did their own investigation, so they were fine.
Right. Yeah. And so anyway, he was saying that they needed to get to the bottom of that on this phone call. And he was also concerned that what happened to him as a candidate never happened to any other candidate ever again, that they be infiltrated, that they be spied on. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the issues that he's alone talking about that, and that Ukraine and China, that this DNC group was digging up dirt or trying to in China, in the Ukraine on Trump. So she makes the point that the Democrats actually don't care about corruption, mm-hmm. and that not a single Democrat will concede that what Hunter Biden did was corrupt, peddling influence. They won't concede that. And so they really don't care. Yeah. She makes another point that Zelensky came out and said no one pushed him to do anything. Zelensky himself said that.
Zelensky. It doesn't matter what Zelensky says. they're all about creating this narrative. And Schiff had already lied about meeting with the whistleblower. He'd already lied about that.
That
the guy's such a known liar.
In fact, he did.
Yeah. And here he is. Schiff's the same guy that said he had evidence on Russia. There was no evidence. So I can't believe anyone would even pretend to trust him. Yeah. He's a known liar.
The
he lies
boy
all the
who
time.
Cried wolf over and over and over.
And he's in charge of this.
Yes. And that she says there's no moderates left in the Democrat Party. They've all be become this
totally
socialist
hijacked
witch trial, Soviet style trial.
You know, she's right. His appointment, by the way, to the chairman of Intel came with the blue wave.
Yes.
Yeah, a year ago.
So that these are really socialists in sheep's clothing pretending to be liberals, and that the Democrats have given up on governing. They're not passing any legislation. There's actually legislation waiting that would reduce drug prices for a majority of Americans. That's just sitting there.
Let's hope they can just get government out of it. But
they just won't. I mean, she said they are obsessed on revenge and resistance. That's what they are obsessed with.
Yeah.
That is the only way they know how to fight. They can't come up with new ideas. They are coming up with just fighting tooth and nail.
But hiding behind this bizarre, let me give you an example. They put Adam Schiff, who's chairman of the House Intelligence Committee because of the blue wave in 2018, they immediately put him on that seat. And he, believe me, he has so many Soros connections. He's worked for so many Soros things through the years that it's scary. In fact, I'll even go over it in a bit. But he was given a prestigious seat on the Congressional Host Committee for the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation Triumph of Liberty Dinner about a week ago in D.C. And it makes Schiff look like some tough anti-communist when he's a fanatical communist.
Yes.
That's how strange this is getting. And so this is George Soros-funded groups to the hilt. And the pro-communist Chinese Committee of 100 is what he's on. And basically, it's amazing that he ended up on the Victims of Communism Memorial Dinner because it's hosted by a lot of, rhinos and Republicans. To allow him a seat in that committee, that's why there's so much complacency going on with the establishment Republicans that I can't stand, because they are not worth they're just not worth a nickel, because of course they hide behind, you know, their wolves in sheep's clothing. There's just a lot of this going on where this promotion of Schiff, not calling Schiff out, a promotion of Schiff. It's amazing to watch, even on the Republican side.
Right.
I'm embarrassed for us conservatives.
Yeah, and people are just sitting there confused. Mm-hmm. I mean, you played that clip by Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I'm the star witness, and I don't know anything, didn't see anything, didn't hear anything. It's all conjecture, and you're the star witness.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That other witness testified that I reminded him that I did something.
Right.
It's like, nobody has a trial like this. This isn't real information. This is fake information, laundered information.
Yeah.
So, and there's actually a real controversy is that the ambassador, the Ukraine, U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Maria Yovanovitch, actually caused a commotion in Ukraine, and this is via John Solomon, a few weeks before that country's presidential election, by calling for the firing of one of the prosecutors aligned with the incumbent president. So one of our own ambassadors called for the firing of a prosecutor that was looking into all this stuff. Now, why would our ambassador involve herself in Ukrainian anti-corruption?
Well.
Yes. And she was calling for Ukraine's special anti-corruption prosecutor to be removed. So this was an anti-corruption prosecutor. And she did this on her own. And you just think this is just an absurdity. And yet
there was also a report about this being contagious.
Yes. Well, there's an article.
Corruption.
Yes. Yeah. In Scientific American that corruption, they did a few studies. Corruption is actually contagious. That just by being around corruption, seeing a fake deal going down or seeing bribes being exchanged, makes the person who was just witnessing that feel more corrupt, that they are more
likely. Want a piece. They just got a piece of it. That easy? I want a piece of it.
Well, and even if they think it's wrong at the time and they go, wow, that's corruption, they are then more likely to involve themselves in corruption. And that's why corrupt countries, they go downhill very, very fast. People all become enmeshed in this system of corruption. But non-corrupt countries, so there's a few of them, Denmark, New Zealand, Finland, Sweden, Singapore, tend to be the least corrupt countries.
Really?
But you have other countries down at the bottom, Yemen, North Korea, Syria, South Sudan, and Somalia that tend to be extremely corrupt.
I don't know if Syria was as much, but I mean, I don't know who's writing that. But I there's some countries where I go, well, it kind of depends on their mix of socialism and capitalism, too, because it kind of promotes certain ideas of the taking from their taxpayers.
Yes. That
the corruption.
The the countries that least highlight the importance of the individual.
Right.
Really, it's tooth
takes
and nail.
A beating.
Yes, that anything goes. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so just
we'll
the
right
exposure.
Back.
We're being exposed to it now.
Holy cow.
Yep.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I'm talking with Susan. Good job, Susan, going down the rabbit holes. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. The Uranium One trial. No one's paying attention to. We'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle.
That doesn't know the words to this song. Oh my gosh, I love this song. Clowns to the left of me, jokers on the right. I know, we're talking about Congress. Pathetic, pathetic group of cockroaches. I don't even care what party you're a part of. They're all cockroaches. So we're back. I've got Susan Reeve with me, and we want to spell out something really important, something that Susan picked up on, that I've been picking up on, and we were comparing notes. This is very important. Listen up. This is such an important thing. I talked about Pence being sort of going on the campaign trail for his quote unquote 2024, right, race. And something hit me when I was reading that kind of between the eyes. And it was a little bit more about him not really campaigning for 2024, but him campaigning now. And why I say that is you were looking at Nikki Haley in the same way. And I've always had huge reservations about Nikki Haley in the same way I've had huge reservations about Lindsey Graham. There's a lot of people out there promoting Nikki Haley, but I've never been a huge fan of Nikki Haley. Are they promoting them now? And the reason I say that is, gee, can you see this? Can you see this byline happening? All you Republicans out there, there's so much controversy surrounding Trump. I'm sure we could all agree on Pence, right? So if the impeachment happened, not such a sad thing because Pence will be in and everyone likes Pence. What was the phrase they kept using about Pence in the media? They never took him to task, really. If you think about it, it was little. It was very, very minute for his Christianity, but then they knew that that wouldn't sell. What they took him to task, what they said about him was he looks very presidential. When people talk about him, oh, he's so presidential. He's so really setting him up to take over the presidency. And I was comparing, we were comparing these notes on the break, but talk about Nikki Haley into this equation.
Well, it's just interesting that Nikki Haley has kind of exploded onto the scene with her book, and that she was willing to talk about the fact that Tillerson and Kelly were trying to undermine Trump and trying to get her on the side. And she came out with, well, and I didn't, she wouldn't do it. But
she seems so patriotic
she
lately.
She seems like she stuck up for Trump. And aren't we grateful for anyone who would stick up for Trump? And she made some good speeches at the UN. But I follow Sundance at the Conservative Treehouse, and he has written a lot about her. And he said she is more like Mitt Romney than we care to remember.
A total liberal hiding behind conservative clothing who's some talk, no real action. I think he's right.
Yeah.
I think he's right on her.
Kind of a figurehead, and that she might be considered by the party to be a good vice president for Pence.
And a woman. So what doesn't sell about this combo? The media has never really taken on Pence. Don't really know where he stands on the proper role of government, do we?
No.
And so here's this guy, and all they kept saying over and over again, he looks very presidential, very presidential. Even your worst Nimrod, half a brain cell people on The View were like, we like Pence.
Right.
And, you know, it's very strange as they're setting this up, and I just want to forewarn, and I think you want to do the same thing, forewarn this coming, the Pence-Nikki Haley Haley. Oh, here we are to solve the crisis of the impeachment. You all like us. You can trust us. We're patriotic. It's okay, as they all throw Trump under the bus at the last minute. And I can totally see that happening.
Yeah, I was just getting a sense of that because they really haven't. Well, Samantha Guthrie
it's ABC so wrong.
Kind of attacked her a little bit. But just the idea, now she's being hailed. But back in 2016, she, as the governor of her state, was tasked to give the State of the Union rebuttal, and she attacked the outside candidacy of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. A month later, in 2016, she endorsed Marco Rubio for president.
Yeah, Marco Rubio, bought and sold little jerk Marco Rubio, who just came out with, what was it called? Commutalism?
For the common good.
Capitalism for the common good. This is what he literally put forth the other day. And what it is it's basically giving all the workers their due from the company, because you entrepreneurs out there don't deserve to profit from your own risk. The guy is a hot mess. He's a full-on communist, and she supported him. I have always had a really weird gut feeling about Nikki Haley. Have you? I think you have too.
Well, she's
not telling the truth. Sorry.
She's impressive when she gives a talk, and she talks a lot about American values at the UN, which we appreciated.
Yep.
But it was, you know, Marco Rubio.
They've got
rhino
so much dirt on that
to
guy.
The extreme, and then she blamed Trump and his supporters for the violence in San Jose when they were the victims of the violence.
Yes.
And she took the side of
that.
Trump. I mean, against Trump. Everybody just said, wow, she is taking the wrong tact on this.
Yeah,
why
right.
is she on the other side?
She reminds me of Lindsey Graham. Everybody's buying Lindsey Graham's turnaround since McCain died. And I don't believe it for one hot minute. I think there's nothing we actually know about Lindsey Graham. And I think Lindsey Graham's so bought and sold, it's pathetic. But he's a total rhino. He's just like he's the McCain-Romney, late McCain, I should say, Romney, Lindsey Graham, McConnell group that is a bunch of rhinos that would turn on Trump in a second. Yeah.
Yeah. And they are the pro-government wing of the Republican Party. And you hate to say pro-government, but they are the ones who invest in things where there's big government contracts, there's overseas expansions. Not that there's anything wrong with any of those things, but that is the focus.
I know.
And it's not the individual.
Isn't it crazy? Remember how I talked about the Triumph of Liberty dinner, and they gave Schiff, of all people, of all the Congress people, they gave Schiff a seat at the table, and this was controlled by a lot of our rhinos. So the Triumph of Liberty dinner, the Truman Reagan Medal of Freedom, named for the Democrat and Republican presidents, right? Most associated with anti-communism. Gauck, however you want to say that, was the recipient of the Open Society Prize for the controversial Center European University. This was an institution founded by none other than Soros. And this is the same guy they gave an award to at this dinner. And it's like all these people collude together. And you've got your rhinos, you've got your worst communist liberals, progressive liberals on the left. And this is the problem that we're not seeing, is the constant, I think the audience does, but I think our country in general, we're not seeing all of the collusion behind the scenes of these two groups partying together. One in the media looking like they're against it, but they're really not, because nothing's ever done. Kind of like Nikki Haley. She says a lot, but doesn't really do a lot. And then I just so think we're being set up for the impeachment going through, but America will be okay because what? We have Pence and Haley at the helm.
Right.
Who will do the bidding of the establishment rhinos.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why they're being promoted so much. And that's why they're not being attacked. It's like a safe bubble around them.
This is why I brought up the Triumph of Liberty dinner, because you have both groups giving an award to somebody who was the same recipient of George Soros's group. If we don't know that by now, through honeypots, through whatever case Epstein didn't kill himself, through any of this, if you don't think that they're on the same side, this is exactly why Adam Schiff is able to do what he's able to do today. This is exactly why, because there aren't a lot of voices that are really saying no to any of this charade of a trial.
That's right.
Yeah, they're not. They're not speaking up. You know what they're doing? Well, let's hear them out. Let's hear them out. Are you kidding? This is why we have such a huge problem going on both sides of the aisle. It's sick.
Well, and related to that, there's an American Thinker article, How the Deep State Media Operate. And so the media is playing a huge role in this by making this seem like it's a big deal. And you watch the this show trial and you can't figure it out. But the media keeps hyping it. They are just breathlessly hyping it.
Right.
But this article reminds us that there was something called Journolist, and this was back during the candidacy of Barack Obama, and it was a list for journalists from all over the media to get together online and coordinate their message. Mm-hmm. And so they were coordinating about how to suppress the information about Reverend Jeremiah Wright, Obama's controversial pastor. And so this is one of them said, let's just call them all racist. You know, if anybody attacks this racist reverend, which he was, but they're coordinating. So this establishment elite coordinates with the media, leaks to the media. In fact, what was leaked to David Ignatius at the Washington Post, the Flynn phone call with Kislyak, Ambassador Kislyak, is a felony that could get the average person 20 years in prison. So the person who leaked that should be prosecuted, but it's not. So the media has this expectation that they are in this really incestuous relationship with Congress, that they get to, ignore all the rules and play by their own rules and create literally mass hysteria. We are living in one of the greatest economic golden times that there are have ever been.
Yep.
And yet they have created this hysteria. That is the definition of gaslighting.
Oh,
trying
yeah.
to make us feel something that isn't real. It's
so
not
true.
Real. So we're going to get to the end of this, and then we'll see see what's up.
Somebody asked me what a neocon was. A neocon is somebody that that says they're a conservative but supports globalism and all the intervention in foreign countries for the reasons of profiteering off of those countries that go to a select few in the deep state. That's what a neocon is. And so a neocon will always be behind those kinds of moves. Today, they're called never Trumpers. So your never Trumper base of people that are all the neocons that are actually pretty bought and sold behind the scenes. And all of these things, these groups, these dinners, all these awards that go out, all of these things are usually done by the never Trumpers together with your progressive leftist communists. That they get together behind the scenes and do a lot of this kind of stuff. And
they do a lot.
As a result, we have mock trials.
That's right. And other things are going unreported. Another thing that is I really want to keep at the forefront of my mind all the time and other people is the fact that we have these Uyghur concentration camps in China. And these are concentration camps. People's heads are shaved. They're dressed in uniforms. They're grouped by male, female, crowded into rooms and indoctrinated. They're trying to turn them into loyal Chinese citizens and ignore their more Muslim identity. So they have them repeating 1,000 times, I'm a Chinese citizen.
Like Kevin said, you know, hey, we can't see that happening here, right?
Right, it happens. So now there is a group, the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. It's a Washington-based group that seeks to highlight this. And they said they have the geographic coordinates of 182 suspected concentration camps. And that they are using people who have worked in U.S. intelligence who are advisors. And they said with these new numbers, about 40% of these sites have not been previously identified. And there could be up to 500 camps and up to 3 million people smashed, crowded into these camps. These are not refugee camps. These are people pulled off the streets or kidnapped from their homes to be re-educated. These are re-education concentration camps.
Wow.
So to not take the suffering of millions of people seriously because their families are suffering. They don't know if they're going to survive. They think they can possibly, you know, just wait till they die because they're not being fed properly. So they don't actually have to kill them. Some are released, hopefully to go back and they believe to be now the ideal Chinese citizen. But you're just basically a broken person.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to hit that more too, I think, in another episode as well, just because there's more to that story.
There really is.
And there's more to Adam Schiff. I'll probably go over more of Adam Schiff's background, because a lot of people don't know that he actually got into office in the year 2000 because of the impeachment inquiry to Clinton. He said, impeachment fatigue? Get me in. and the problem with that whole dog and pony show was it was about Monica Lewinsky, not about the actual crime, the corruption that happened with China in the Clinton selling secrets, tech secrets, our tech secrets to China. So that was a dog and pony show because they were blaming right criminal, wrong crime, right? Yep. I mean, really and truly, was the Monica crime too? Yes, but they were using that as a distraction for what was really going on in that White House. And basically, there was so much more that the Clintons were doing that was illegal. And then right now, you've got no crime, no criminal. And of course, we're averting the real crime, which is the Uranium One trial that's going on in Maryland that nobody's paying attention to right now.
That's right.
And
the 17-day trial. The real corruption in the Ukraine, which was
Biden,
yes,
and Hunter, and they're not being asked to testify. That's why I'm hoping that if it goes to the Senate will at least get a backbone and at least do that. We'll see how many neocons are in the Senate when that approaches, because as much as I love Rand Paul speaking out and he'll speak the truth, you know, we still have a big problem with neocons in the Senate. You know, a.k.a. Romney and all, and his host and band of bedfellows. So we've got a lot of people that would be ready to throw Trump under the bus by not even asking the Bidens to come in. No invitations have even been set out. It's a total joke. Rand Paul did not give out the name of the whistleblower, Charmella, but he did say that he was a person of interest, and I love that today. He did that in an interview, and I thought it was beautiful. There you go, Schiff. Oh. Anyway, everybody be faithful, be fearless. Susan Reeve, you're a champ. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great info, as always. Everybody have a good one. See you. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there, and also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show. See you tomorrow.